He's a wonderful guy, really, and you want to spend the rest of your life with him, but the weeks have turned into months, and those have turned into years, and he still hasn't committed to marriage. This is John Fuller, and Jim Daly and I talked about this with Gary Thomas, author of The Sacred Search.
Gary, I can imagine that commitment is a huge issue, probably particularly for women, because they'll date a guy 2 years, infatuation's come and gone, now it's 3 years, now it's 4 years, and they're just not feeling that the man, although maybe a man of good character, but they're sensing a little absence of commitment, and they're feeling like they're being strung along. What can you do to address that with your potential mate?
And sometimes, Jim, as hard as it is, a woman has to cut her losses. Some men just aren't going to come around.
Does she press him into answering the question, though?
Well, I think the question is, do you want to marry someone that you had to press so hard to ask the question?
So the answer's in your heart.
The clear example, true life example, couple met in college, freshman year in college, dated all through college, 4 years they were together. Had a great relationship, never broke up at all. At the end of college, she's ready to get married. She says, look, I found you. I don't think I'd do better. And he was like, you know, but I just haven't dated that much. We're just getting started. I'm not sure I want to commit to that. She said, all right. So they break up. They go to two different places, two different states. 18 months later, he calls her back. Says, you know, I haven't found anybody like you. I miss what we had. Would think about getting back together. She says, look, I'm ready to get married. I don't want to play around anymore. You know who I am. I don't want to get back together unless it's seriously pursuing marriage. He says, I'm right there. Okay, this is in the summer. So they get back together. They've been together about 6 months when Christmas time's coming. And she's thinking, this is a great time for me to get engaged. And I just said to the guys, it's a wonderful time to get engaged, guys, because you only have to buy one present, all right? You've got the engagement ring doubles as the Christmas present, so it's an economical thing to do. There was no ring under the tree. She said, well, we'll wait till July 4th. You've got fireworks. So now it's been a year they've been back together. There were no fireworks, and there was no proposal. She waits for the next Christmas. It still hasn't come through. And at that point, you know, I think she has to recognize she was very clear to him, and she came to me, well, what should I do? And I said, well, he knew what you wanted before you got back together. Absolutely. I said, well, then he's being mean and a little bit cruel, not even talking about this with you. Why are you still with him? So, well, Gary, here's the thing. No guy asked me out the whole 18 months that we were broken up. And my thought was maybe God was preserving the relationship because he's the guy I'm supposed to marry. And this is where I'm uncomfortable at the notion that God has created just one person for you, because I said to her, there is no supposed to. 1 Corinthians 7:39, whether you get married, who you marry is up to you. Trying to second guess God here was leading her to consider a man who was not being honest and truthful and upfront. And really, to use colloquially, he was being mean to her by stringing her along, because now she's getting into her later 20s. And no closer to marriage, perhaps, than she was when she was very clear where she wanted to be 2 years prior. And so I know some women will say, but I've already invested so much time. And I said, that's like a guy with a bad investment. I'm going to keep putting money in. Maybe it will turn around. It usually doesn't. I just look at it this way, and maybe this is arrogant, but if I've been with somebody for 6 years and they don't know that they want to marry me, I don't want to marry them. I mean, what are they going to learn in year 7 that they didn't learn in year 4 and 5?
But it's highly emotional. It's understandable. But with the wisdom in your heart.
It's very hard and it's very painful. But again, don't you want to be married to someone who thinks, I don't want to spend another year without waking up with you every day, sharing not just occasional evenings, but every moment together. And I certainly don't want it to be that something could happen where you might not end up being my wife. I can't wait until we're together. Isn't that what you want? Isn't that the kind of guy that you want to be married to? And if you don't have that, go find someone who is. I often tell women the first step in making a spectacular marital decision is often ending a poor dating one.